Krishna is the all-attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Krishna occurs to me. Devotional service can attract Krishna. Srimati Radharani is in the Maha Mantra, present in the word Hare. The word Hare is representing devotional service. So this devotional service is of a very wonderful nature, because pure devotional service, though it is described in the Nectar of Devotion, is Sri Krishna Karsana. Krishna is known as Achyuta. He is known as Achyuta because Krishna never fails to notice any service rendered to him. In that way, the service rendered by any devotee anywhere in the three worlds is always noticed by Krishna, and Krishna reciprocates. Still, amongst all devotees, there is one devotee that is the topmost devotee, and that devotee is Srimati Radharani. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is really the originator of this Hare Krishna movement, the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are taught to understand that no one can please Krishna more than Srimati Radharani. Therefore, rather than to aspire to serve Krishna directly, we are aspiring to become the servant of the servant of the servant of Srimati Radharani. 100 times, 1,000 times, 100,000 times, 1,000,000 times removed. Gopi Bharta Padakamalaya Dasimadasimadas. So, it makes sense. It makes sense. And this actually is the very mood of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is such a place. It is different. Different than Durban or any other mundane place in this world, where we have appeared, and where we are trying to perform our own pastimes. And everyone is busy creating pastimes. But these pastimes that we are performing here are pastimes for our pleasure. But Vrindavan is of a different nature. The entire existence of Vrindavan is only for one purpose, to please Krishna. And everything within Vrindavan is meant for that pleasure, the pleasure of Krishna. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Bhakti Uchita. So, the pathways are made of transcendental gems. And these gems are devotees of the Lord. And these gems are simply there to please Krishna. The water bodies at the side of the pathway contains many beautiful birds and wonderful lotus flowers and so on. And all are there simply for the pleasure of Krishna. When Krishna places his lotus feet in the river Yamuna, the water plants in the Yamuna are holding on to Krishna's feet and will not allow Krishna to pull his feet out of the Yamuna again. The Yamuna then stops flowing and begins to show little whirlpools of ecstasy, of the fact that Krishna's lotus feet are in her waters. How could she flow and move past Krishna when Krishna's lotus feet are there? There is no flowing. So in this way, in Vrindavan, all the residents are absorbed in Krishna, Prema. Prema antaranga. Always, always deeply observed in such love of God. Mother Yasoda wants only the best for her son. She grows very special grasses which are fed to very special cows, which then produce very special milk. And then she calls early in the morning for Srimati Radharani, who at that time is staying with her in-laws in the village of Javat, some 2 kilometers away from Nandagram, a little further from Varsana, where her parents are still living, Maharaj Visavanan and her mother Kirtida. Now Srimati Radharani staying in the house of her in-laws, in the morning is brought to the house of Yasoda. Although Jyotila, her mother-in-law, is not so eager to let her go, she is forced by her elders. The elders are saying, how can you disobey the queen of Vrindavan? And Yasoda is pointing out that she wants Srimati Radharani to cook for Krishna, because once Srimati Radharani pleased Durvasa Muni. And when she pleased Durvasa Muni, she got a benediction. She got the benediction that whatever she cooks will provide long life to whoever eats it. Plus, it will taste like nectar. So, Mother Yasoda is very eager then that Krishna will get a long life. Because as a mother, she's always worried. And that's the nature of mothers. Mothers always need something to worry about. And something that can possibly go wrong. And Mother Yasoda is not any different. So she's speaking all kinds of mantras on the body of Krishna in different ways to protect him from all possible dangers. And yes, she wants him to have a long life, therefore she insists Radharani has to cook. So early in the morning, Srimati Radharani leaves home, carried in a palanquin by various gopi servants who are carrying her along the pathway, fanning her, and transporting her to the house of Yasoda. Rohini has already started the fire early in the morning and started some first preparations and is cooking away when Radharani arrives. And then Radharani, she begins to prepare so many preparations, and many of these preparations are Krishna's favorite preparations. She's very expert in making various sweet preps like Kheer Mohan and Rasgulla, of course, and all these other preparations for the pleasure of Krishna, who is very fond of such sweets. That is the nature of Krishna. So Radharani is there every day. Early in the morning, Krishna is rising, and the very first thing that Krishna does is even before his bath, he milks the cows, because the cows, their udders are filled in the morning and they cannot wait. So, alright, that must be done first. Then when Krishna takes his bath, it's a festival, because the gopis are all assisting in this bathing. Cowherd boys are assisting in the bathing. It's something, the spiritual world in that way resembles the deity worship that we are performing here in the world, where in the back of the altar there is a whole crew of devotees who are preparing things for the worship of Krishna. So in the same way, that's going on also. Dressing of Krishna is done by many
in the spiritual world. And Krishna himself is not dressing himself. So, Radharani is very dear to Yasoda. Yasoda has no other interest than to please Srimati Radharani. Radharani is coming to the house of Yasoda, that means the house of Krishna. But still, she is there under supervision. She's not in the whole room. So she cannot really there get close with Krishna. She is in public, she is with her elders, and therefore at that time she's cooking for Krishna. All throughout the day, Srimati Radharani is absorbed in service to Krishna. Later in the day, the gopis are sent out into Vrindavan to collect flowers for the worship of the sun god. Which is what Jyotila, her mother-in-law, wants her to do, so that, because she likes this karma kanda, that there will be wealth and blessings on the family, so she sends her daughter-in-law out every day to worship the sun god. Of course, while she is collecting flowers for the sun god, she's also making every day a garland for Krishna, known as the Vaijayanti garland. And this victory garland for Krishna is very long. It is hanging down below his knees. And every day it is Srimati Radharani that makes this garland. And then it is brought to Krishna and offered to Krishna. So she spends her day somehow or other constantly serving Krishna. Never is there a time when she is not serving Krishna. All of Vrindavan is serving Krishna. But Vrindavan is not only serving Krishna. Vrindavan is serving Radha in Krishna. It is said that love of God is manifest in five different rasas, or five different types of relationships with the Supreme Lord. One is a neutral relationship, santaras. This santaras means that we are just offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, remembering his glorious eternal nature. How he is eternal, how he is all-powerful, and so on. It is said this santaras is not very much desired by devotees, because in that ras, in that relationship, one is not very active in the service of the Lord. But dasya ras is different. Krishna has many servants, and these servants are making so many arrangements for Krishna. They are very actively absorbed in making all the arrangements for Krishna. But higher still is Sakya Ras, the relationship of friendship. Krishna has many cowherd friends that are close to him, like Sriram and Madhu Mangal. And then higher than that still is the parental affection for Krishna, because in that parental affection, parents would give their own life to protect their children. It's like their children are more dear to them than their own life. What to speak of Krishna's child. So the parental affection is even deeper than the friendship. But the topmost of all is that Madhurya Ras, is conjugal love. The gopis, they don't care about anything.
When Krishna attracts them playing his flute at Bhaktisiva, they leave home. And that is, from a social point of view, a disaster. I mean, it would still be a bit frowned upon if young girls in the family, upon hearing a flute somewhere in the dark, suddenly go out. Some fathers and brothers might say, "Hey, where are you going?" Some of you might question. But the gopis didn't care at all. This is, let it be a social disgrace. Let our reputation be ruined. What do we care about our reputation? What's the use of a reputation? Only Krishna. So this is Kechit Kevrai Bhaktivasri Parayana. This is the kind of bhakti we're speaking about. Unalloyed, pure devotional service. No compromise. So this is our day to contemplate that that we are looking at Srimati Radharani as our example. She who gives everything for Krishna. Once Radharani said that now that Krishna has left, I have given up sleeping. Because in sleeping, even I forget Krishna. So I think it was often because so far I'm not so good at giving up sleeping. I don't know about any of you. Just giving up sleeping, giving up eating, giving up defending my comfort. Defending means I'm looking at my self-interest. Giving up mating. Very, you know, there's 8,400,000 species, and it's all even germs are getting romantic. Not to speak of human beings. So, but Srimati Radharani has no attachment to anything in this world. It couldn't in any way attract her. It is not possible. There's nothing attractive about the material world. Her only source of attraction is Krishna. But not just Krishna. It is Krishna's happiness that she desires. And what else could there be? What else could there be? Srila Rupa Goswami wrote two transcendental plays. One of these plays is known as the Vidakta Madhavam, and the other one is known as Lalita Madhavam. Vidakta Madhavam means very expert Madhavam, very elegant, very expert Madhavam. Oh yes, that is Krishna. Always elegant, always well dressed. And Krishna is a sharp dresser. Oh yes, at any time, even when he kills demons, he makes first shoe, he tightens his belt, make sure he's good looking, and then he goes ahead. Because Krishna is always known as the transcendental cupid who is interested in his amorous sports, who is always thinking of the gopis who have given him everything. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Yayakamam prapadite tamstateva jamiyam." As you surrender unto me, I will reward you accordingly. But Krishna says, but with the gopis, he says, I don't know what to give them. With them, my promise falls short because I have nothing to give them in exchange for their service. If someone gives you a jewel, then in exchange you cannot really give like some piece of glass. You gotta reciprocate. Right? They give you something very valuable, they also have to give you something valuable. So Krishna is thinking, I have nothing in my possession that can match the value of what the gopis are offering. Therefore, Krishna said to the gopis, he said, I have nothing to reward you Therefore, let your own service stand as your reward, and speak of your glory to all to come. In this way, we are remembering how Krishna is just taken by surprise. He doesn't know how to deal with these gopis. They show a level of love which goes beyond what he can comprehend. It bewilders his mind. And of all, Srimati Radharani is by far the most outstanding. So Krishna in this way is just not only enchanted by Srimati Radharani's devotional service, but it is beyond his comprehension that anyone can experience such amount of love. It is said that the gopis are experiencing hundreds, thousands of times more happiness than Krishna and by serving Krishna. So their existence is puzzling Krishna. Krishna cannot understand the nature of the gopis, what to speak, the nature of Srimati Radharani. That nature, their love, their happiness exceeds his love and his happiness. That is the amazing feature. What is happening here? So one day, due to poor Varak, due to previous attachment, Srimati Radharani went into the forest in search of Krishna. But due to that previous attachment, it is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, she was experiencing great separation. So much so that it was practically difficult to move along the path. She was not in a controlled state of mind. Her mind was confused and overwhelmed and very emotional, and she was not able to walk straight nor think straight. So her friend Vishaka, who appeared exactly at the same moment as Srimati Radharani, and who is equally beautiful as Srimati Radharani, and who is always assisting Srimati Radharani, her friend Vishaka said that, "My dear Srimati Radharani, I can see how you are suffering from separation of Krishna. Therefore, I have drawn a picture of Krishna." So immediately, she saw that picture of Krishna, but it didn't help. It didn't make it any better. It only became worse. Because at that point, she was attached to the person Krishna. She remembered the form of Krishna. And now, she was attached to that drawing of Krishna at the same time. So it got double as bad. Her separation became completely overwhelming. Meanwhile, Krishna was also in that same forest looking for Srimati Radharani, but didn't know exactly where to look. He was accompanied by Mama Mango and Sridhar. So at one point, Krishna, who is trying to act as if he is completely self-controlled, but he is not. And he's also feeling eagerness and separation to meet his devotee. Krishna is so eager to meet his devotee, Srimati Radharani, that Krishna also, in this way, is feeling confused. Then Krishna is saying out loud to his friends, to Sri Ram. He says, "My dear Sri Ram, don't you also think that this Srimati Radharani is the most beautiful girl in the three worlds?" Sri Ram is shocked. Sri Ram doesn't say a word. And finally, Hanumangal says, "It's his sister." So Krishna is also not completely as cool as he appears to be. It is said that Krishna was further wandering through the forest. And at one point, Krishna saw a leaf in the forest. And he saw with red kumkum, he saw his name written on that leaf. And immediately he realized who had done this. He could see who had written this. And then, spontaneously, he picked up his flute and played his flute. And Srimati Radharani, by the sound of that flute, could understand that Krishna had seen that leaf. And she just understood that Krishna had seen that leaf and that now he was playing his flute. And then she said out loud, "This sound, what is this sound? What is this sound?" And she became also completely captured by the sound. And then it is described that she starts saying, "I am the most unfortunate. I am the most unfortunate person because I became simultaneously attracted to three persons. To the one whose form is attracting me, to the one whose picture is attracting me, and to the one who plays his flute. Therefore, I am to be condemned. I am Purusatraya, simultaneously attracted to three personalities, to three men simultaneously. This is totally to be condemned. Therefore, the best I could do is to give up my life." Sri Goswami writes like this. And then Vishakha says, "But they're one and the same person." Radharani says, "One and the same?" So this is very interesting. This is the nature of love of God. It is described that when Narada Muni was experiencing great ecstasy, and when he was having darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that at that time all his senses became awakened simultaneously, and they started to compete with one another. His eyes were trying to see the form of the Lord, and his nose was trying to smell the fragrance of the Lord, his ears hearing the sound of the ankle bells of the Lord. And the same happened to Srimati Radharani. All her senses were competing with one another for prominence, and none was giving in. Everything, every moment was completely full of meaning. Not sort of like, "Okay, now we're having the darshan of Krishna, and after we have a kirtan, and then a lecture, and another lecture, okay, K.K. Swami, the second one, and then, then a bit of arti, and then after the arti, sort of, we're heading for prasads, highlight of the day." No, every moment is a highlight. Every moment is a total highlight. Every moment is meaningful. And this is what we realize, that in this world, we don't know what love is. Our emotions are very shallow. Very shallow. Not very deep at all. Yeah. In comparison to the love of Radha and Krishna. In the Adilila chapter 4, Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a chapter dedicated to the love of the gopis and Srimati Radharani. And it is described how the love of Srimati Radharani is like a mirror. It is like a mirror. And it said, this love is mirroring the unlimited qualities of Krishna. And each time when she discovers the quality of Krishna, her love is embracing that quality. And then there's another quality that she just discovered, and then she loves that also. And another one, and she loves that also. In this way, her love is always increasing. And this is actually the nature of devotional life. We have also started, our spiritual life, and little by little we are becoming lovers of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, in his introduction to the nectar of devotion, points out that that is the aim of spiritual life, to become a lover of Krishna. Not to become a lover of blessings. Oh Lord, what you blessed me. Oh yes, bless me too much. No, not a lover of blessings. I am throwing 5 paisa. Actually in India, not 5 paisa, 1 paisa I am throwing on the altar. Outside of the temples, there are money changers. And you can give them 1 rupee and they give you 101 paisa coins. In the market, you can no longer buy anything with 1 paisa. The smallest coin in the market is 5 paisa. But for the temples, they have 1 paisa coins. And we get kilos, or we sell them by the kilos to the money changers. That's how it is. So people give 1 paisa. Om Jai Jagadi Sare Ek Lakh Chaye. And please give me 1 lakh. Can I give you 1 paisa? So, no. That's not the whole idea. We are not here today for such kind of cheap devotion. We are not here to make some gain or profit, not material profit. No, we want param labhate, we want the supreme profit. We want to become lovers. Lovers of Krishna. Not lovers of money. Lovers of Krishna. Of Krishna. Yes. Just that. And that has already started a little bit, after admitted Krishna's nice. He's kind of, he's nice, isn't he? We kind of like it, the way he's dressed. I mean, he looks very good, laying the flute. Krishna plays so many tricks. Krishna is not just the Supreme Lord who is sending rewards to his good devotees. Krishna is the playful Lord who also takes initiatives. And when Srimati Radharani was cooking in the house of Mother Yasoda, at that time, before she came, Mother Yasoda was already getting ready. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains. Mother Yasoda was getting ready and making all kinds of arrangements. And she had a big trunk. And she was packing all these things in this trunk. Oh yes, see, there was sandalwood. There were precious pieces of cloth embroidered with stones. There was camphor, musk, and aguru, and other auspicious items. And Krishna said, "Oh, mother, what are you doing? You're packing all these things in this box. Who is it for? Is it for me?" She said, "No. No, it's not for you." "Oh, it's not for me then. Who is it for?" "Oh, it's..." She said, "There is one girl in Vrindavan. She has such amazing qualities. She has such a wonderful character. She is such an exalted personality. And because she has such a noble, exalted nature, therefore, I want to give her some gifts." "Oh, who is that girl?" Krishna says, as if he doesn't know. "Who is that girl?" Krishna feels the excitement rising in his heart, but he's acting kind of, "Who could that be?" And then he says,
in her mind thinks Krishna is so naive, you know, he doesn't understand anything about girls, right? He's just a child, you know. He cannot see that that she has all these wonderful qualities. Yes. And she says, Krishna, it is Srimati Radharani. Oh, Krishna says, oh. And then as Yasoda packs the box, and as the box is filled, Yasoda has a plan to later send that box to the house of Srimati Radharani. Krishna, meanwhile, while Radharani is cooking, doesn't sit still. Because that is not the nature of the Supreme Lord, to sit still. Oh no, he is mischievous and active. He's an active Lord who makes all kinds of plans to interfere in the life of his devotees. So Krishna goes to that box, takes out everything, all the gifts. Oh, is our Krishna greedy? Is our Krishna a little envious here? And is it that he doesn't want Srimati Radharani to have the gifts? Oh no. Krishna surely wants her to have the gifts, and he makes very sure. He calls for Dhanista, who is a maidservant in the house, and makes very sure, says to Dhanista, somehow or other, all these items have to later on, be delivered to the house of Srimati Radharani, to her person, to no one else, without anyone noticing. You understood? Understood. And then that box was empty, but not for long. When Abhimanyu came to take that box, it was quite heavy. And he was carrying this box on his back. And Yasoda had told him, this is full of valuables, and I don't want anyone else to have them. They must be given there for your wife, and you must give it to her personally. Alright. So Abhimanyu executed the instruction of Yasoda and brought the box to Srimati Radharani. And of course, we can guess why that box was so heavy. Because of the supreme heaviness of Krishna, that box was heavy. And of course, Srimati Radharani was very happy that Yasoda had sent her this gift. very kind of her. So in this way, we can see how this Madhurya Ras is unfolding. Of course, these are never the cheap pastimes of ordinary, mundane romance. This is everything to do with selfless love. There is no element of selfishness in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Nothing at all. Now, there is one particular pastime we all remember, that at one point, Krishna, one day, Akrura comes. Oh, that day, when the cruel one, Akrura, comes, whose name is not cruel, Akrura, the cruel one, who came to take Krishna and Balaram away from Vrindavan. And we remember that at that time, all the gopis, they gave up their shyness. They gave up their secretive, hidden nature, where they're hiding their love for Krishna so that no one can know, no one can see. And they came out in the open and they grabbed the reins of the chariot of Krishna to hold Krishna back from going to Mathura. It didn't help because Akrura, a powerful kshatriya, ignored them and just kept on driving the horses, and the chariot disappeared. So this is a puzzling pastime, because if the gopis are totally not selfish at all, why then did they try to stop Krishna from going to Mathura if it was his desire? Krishna was smiling. He wanted to go. Why did the gopis try to stop him? If it was Krishna's desire, I thought that they had no desire of their own and that their only desire was to please Krishna. Or do they have some personal desire after all? And are they also just like us, tinged? Is their bhakti also mixed like our bhakti? A little for Krishna and a lot for me. A little for Krishna, lots more for me. Is it like that? Are the gopis also in the same spirit as we are?
Yes, Krishna. I'll give you a donation and I'll put 10 rents in the book. It's Radhasthani after all. On Radhasthani, you should put something in the box. So I put in 10 rents.
So in this way. I learned this from Krishna Chandra. He's editing. Is it like that? There is a trace of selfishness in devotees after all when they try to hold Krishna back from fulfilling his desire to go to Mathura? No.
No selfishness at all. Then how can it be explained?
It is simple. Not so complicated, because you can understand that the gopis, they know Krishna better than he knows himself. They know that he's gone mad. He's going to Mathura. He's gone mad. He will never be happy in Mathura. It is not possible for him to be happy there. Cannot be. He will only suffer in separation from Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan is the only place where he can be happy. Therefore the gopis grab the rein. Stop, don't leave. You've gone mad. You can't go. You'll suffer. It is in your interest that you stay. For your happiness, you must stay. So how can we understand such consciousness, such selflessness, when we are always thinking of ourselves? Sometimes I speak about the mind, and that the mind is like a television. And then when we are chanting japa, it is like we are having a television that is always on. And on this television there is an ongoing series, and that series is called Starring Me. And guess who's on the screen? And that's me on a horse, yes?
Oh yes, and that's when I climbed the mountain, yes. And that's when I was on the beach, and that's me.
In this way, our consciousness is always, always focused on ourselves. And just a little bit, that television is always on in our mind, starring me. And then we do a little service. So how can we understand this selfless love of the gopis? And therefore, how can we truly understand the nature of the love between Radha and Krishna? And how it's different from mundane love in this world? No one can understand. We can only begin to understand a little bit by the mercy of Śrīla Prabhupāda. And by rendering service, by doing some service. So today, if we want some deeper understanding of the aim of life, it is possible by the mercy of Sri Radharani, who is most compassionate. She is more compassionate than Krishna. We can easily attract that mercy by doing some service. So that is the key. And we should think at the end, oh, she did, at the end of this talk, she did so much service. That I tried to illustrate in the talk. She did everything for Krishna's pleasure.
And what are you going to do today for Krishna's pleasure? Maybe someone will put a lakh in the box. Or 10 or more. Maybe someone will really try to do something extraordinary today. Maybe one fortunate soul. Maybe out of many thousands of men, hardly one endeavors for perfection. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's a full house. And out of so many, hardly one endeavors for perfection. And out of those who endeavor for perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. So this Radhashtami is for us a day of soul searching, a day that we ourselves are realizing I have to come up. It's time that I make a real sacrifice for Krishna's pleasure. That is the inner meaning of Radhashtami.